Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis, with Jay Tarsis, James Fleece, Hugh Dennis, Tony Morsley, Julia Hills and Andy Hamilton.
Dear Journal, hello there. Sorry, been meaning to write, but it's been crazy here in Maryland since the war began. To sum it up in four words, bang, 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 and bang. People are calling it the American War of Independence, but I call it the War of Noisy Inconsiderateness.
Coke and Zero, Father. How's the shopkeeping business?
Well, 2 days ago I sold a nail, but it was returned yesterday, so I had this one day of euphoria, but after that...
Hell from Mars, Yalor. Is that your carpet bag packed by the door?
I'm afraid it is.
Grand Brulee. Where are you going?
I can't help noticing, son, that you seem to be exclaiming in French.
I know. Sophisticated, isn't it?
Well, it would be sophisticated if you knew what any of the words meant.
Well, why do I need to know what the words mean? I've never let that hold me back in the past. Besides, nobody cares what French words mean. They're purely for decoration. So, where you headed, Cuckavan?
I'm getting out of here, son. I can't take any more of this unrest and upheaval. You'll be fine without me, and you have your sister Mary for company, plus Sergeant McGurk and Captain Brimshaw.
But they're Brits. They're the enemy.
Oh, come on. They've coexisted under our roof for 3 years now, and apart from the occasional murder, they've been delightful non-paying guests.
Palais de foie gras. What's that noise?
That's the sound of a one-legged, one-armed redcoat climbing out of a barrel full of crackers.
Beg pardon for eavesdropping, Gov, but allow me to step in here for a moment, as I generally do in the nick of time, whenever there's a family crisis, which is ironic, having never had a real family of my own, you know, unless you want to count that Belgian dwarf creature and her cubs.
McGurk, why were you in my cracker barrel?
For the crackers. Also, it's quite a good little hiding place, provided I keep the crunch into a minimum.
Those crackers are crunchless due to the mold.
I know. And surprisingly tasty it is, too.
You've been eating mold?
Yep.
McGurk, you make me want to vomit.
If I had a penny for every time I've heard it. Now then, Sam, did I overhear you saying you were thinking of doing a runner?
Yeah, he's going to abandon me, Crepe Suzette.
Well, you're welcome to come with me if you want, Joshua.
No, I can't leave. I have to stay here and look after my new pet bear.
Oh, no. Listen, we've talked about this, son. You can't keep catching wild animals and then trying to tame them. It always ends in tears. Look what happened with that coyote.
Why, what happened with the coyote?
Well, I looked after him for weeks, and then one day he just ran off into the woods on his own.
Well, not quite on his own. He took our next-door neighbor's leg with him.
Oh, the toilette. What a kerfuffle that caused.
So, Sammy boy, where are you heading off, then?
Going north.
Smart move, Sam. Yeah, heading north towards the battles. Flawless judgment yet again.
I'll be perfectly safe. I'm going to stay in a nice, quiet cottage in the country with my sister, Belle.
You mean I've got an auntie? I never knew that, Maldemar.
Yeah, aunties and uncles. Belle's the fourth of eight. There's Obadiah, Nathaniel, Nehemiah, Isaiah, Zachariah, Stacy, me, and Belle. But me and Belle haven't seen each other for over 20 years. There was a bit of a falling out.
Well, what was that argument about?
It was awful. I mean, you know, I don't want to talk about it. It's just too painful to go into.
You don't remember, do you?
Not really, no.
But, Croc Monsieur, if you go away, what's going to happen to the shop?
Who cares? It's a useless shop. It's in the wrong location.
It's a prime location. It's your sales technique that's a problem. You have a bad attitude towards the customers.
Only because they're scum. I never buy anything.
Yeah, I get them buying.
Yeah, well, then you can have the run of my shop and anything you make you can keep.
Yeah.
Me, I'm off to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, the famous New Jersey, home of nothing.
See you later, Joshua.
I bid you chapeau, Father.
Joshua, my boy, come and sit close by me.
Do I have to? Only your lice look kind of busy.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I'll calm down in a minute. Now, question for you, see? I've been through my share of combat, and but for the loss of 11 or 12 extremities, I'm still very much alive. Now, why do you think that is?
Oh, that's a difficult one, Bois de Boulogne.
Please let go of the French. Why am I still alive? I'm alive because I am...
silly!
No, I'm alive because I am crafty.
But you can be silly.
At times, possibly.
Silliness keeps clowns alive.
Yeah, why are we talking about clowns?
Well, I like clowns. The sillier the better.
Look, forget about the clowns, right?
All right. But you never really forget a clown. Clowns are forever.
All right, Joshua, just so, don't say anything for a while, just in case I boil over with frustration and shoot you through the head. Now, listen, you need to learn the value of craftiness because it's about making the most of your opportunities. For instance, I believe I heard you mention just now that you were the proud owner of a bear. Only there's a lot of money to be made from bears. A good performing bear is better than a pension, especially if that pension's not linked to final salary.
Well, I'm not sure I like the idea of a performing bear. That sounds kind of demeaning.
All right, then how about bear fights?
It sounds a little cruel.
Not at all. It's magnificent. And there are lots of epic contests you can stage. There's a bear versus a bear. It's always good value. Or there's a bear versus dog. Bear versus Quaker. That's usually a bit shorter, you know, but it's guaranteed entertainment, I tell you.
How about a bear versus a clown?
Yeah, yeah, people would pay to see that, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Sergeant. I just don't think my bear's a fighter.
Well, look, you let me be the judge of that. I bet he's a killer, isn't he? Is he outside, chained to a post somewhere, eh? Hey, where is this bear, eh?
He's in the cupboard.
In the cupboard, a bear in a cupboard.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like the outdoors.
A bear who doesn't like the outdoors. Yeah. Listen, Joshua, if you're tugging my todger, I will...
No. It's true. See?
Blimey, crikey, it's a bear.
There. Happy now?
Well, now open up again. Let me have a proper look at him. Well, he's a handsome creature and no mistake, and surprisingly tame. Yeah, you don't see many wild bears sitting on a chair with their legs crossed.
Well, we best leave him be now. He's going to get riled. You see?
Yeah, I didn't realise bears actually said grr. Wait a second, I recognise that voice. Ezekiel Spriggs, is that you?
No.
Yeah, it is you, Ezekiel.
Oh, damn. The roar was too much, wasn't it? I took my inspiration from Virgil himself, who loquaciously elucidated how, in order to gain entry into Troy, the ancient Greeks hollowed out an equine form of wood. Thus, so shall I thought, become Trojanus Ursus and insinuate myself into the...
Yeah, that's definitely Ezekiel. I know, because my good eye just clangs shut with boredom, yeah. Let's just cut to the chase, shall we? Why are you dressed as a bear?
Because there is a price on my head. Some crazed, fanatical revolutionaries are offering a reward for me. Just because I drew an irreverent cartoon of Thomas Jefferson with a bomb for a hat. Gangs of hooligans rampaging through the streets calling for my blood, and just over a cartoon. What is wrong with people? I mean, this isn't the 1600s, for God's sake.
It's a good disguise, though, isn't it, Sergeant? I knitted it myself out of the skins of furry forest critters and bits of an old rug. That's why he's got one tartan kneecap.
It's a fine costume, Joshua. Magnificent craftsmanship, yeah. I particularly like the letters you've stitched onto his chest. Hello, my name is Brownie.
That's appliqué.
Is it really? Yeah.
Can I just say a few words?
I doubt it.
Well, clearly it is a priority of the most imperative magnitude that you do not disseminate news of my precise locality or of my incommunicado status inside this ingenious ursine persiflage.
I'm sorry, I blacked out halfway through.
Don't blab that I'm a bear.
Yeah, well, if you want to pass yourself off as a bear, there's a few things you need to remember. One, bears don't stand with their hands on their hips. Two, bears don't talk. And if they did talk, they wouldn't talk Nancy boy stuff about Troy. They'd say things like, you should see the salmon I caught yesterday, or I just crapped in the woods. Three, bears in captivity usually perform tricks for paying customers.
Oh, no. You're not turning me into some circus freak.
You see, I said my bear wouldn't be keen on the idea.
Yeah, this price that your enemies have put on your head, Ezekiel, how much would that be, exactly?
Oh, all right. But I'm not wearing a frilly tutu.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Walter.
Mary.
Oh, Walter.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Is it me, or does this conversation sound a little limited?
It's nerves. For what I want to do next, I need to go down on my knees.
Oh, this looks promising.
To propose marriage.
Oh. Anyway, there's no prospect of us getting married until the fighting is over.
Well, perhaps the fighting will soon stop. Personally, I favor a diplomatic solution negotiated by an international organization of United Nations.
Yeah, like that'd work. No, this is a fight to the end. You British are doomed. To quote the great Thomas Jefferson, we have to rip out their throats, gouge their eyes, tear off their ears, and then spit in the holes.
Jefferson said that?
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
What if I changed my allegiance, my darling? What if I joined your cause? We could get married then, couldn't we?
But you'd be a turncoat. I could never love a turncoat. Have the courage of your stupid, antiquated convictions.
I get so confused.
Besides, you being an officer in the British Army somehow makes the relationship more, you know, sleeping with the enemy, as it were. It's thrilling.
It's cheap and tawdry.
Like I said, thrilling.
Sometimes I'm overwhelmed with shame.
Also thrilling.
Strictly speaking, I shouldn't even be here with you.
Well, it's lucky you are.
What does that mean?
Let's put it this way. You're better off here nibbling on me than in your barracks at approximately 2:17 this afternoon.
What? Oh, confound you, Mary. Now I've got to get back and warn the troops of this rebel treachery.
No, you don't. The troops are all Hessians, brutish German mercenaries who deserve what's coming to them and then some.
Captain, shocking news. I came as quickly as I could, which wasn't as quick as I'd have liked, as I had to fight off a couple of beavers who wanted my wooden leg for their dam. But... still see the tooth marks.
What is the shocking news?
The barracks have been penetrated.
Lucky barracks.
How many attackers?
Several hundred.
Damage?
Light.
Casualties?
None.
Then what did the rebels attack with? Sticks?
No, sir. Mockery. They breached our ranks and then pulled lots of faces and stuck their tongues out.
Good grief.
Yeah. Then they taunted the Hessians by telling them obscure, hard-to-get jokes and then teasing the poor Germans for being humourless.
Oh. Oh, this is a new and terrible kind of warfare.
Oh, get off your high horse. What about the Brits' behaviour? Is that any more honourable? Constantly dragging our women off to secret hideaways and then having their wicked way with them for several hours at a time?
Stop it, Mary.
Till the poor creatures are weak from ecstasy.
It's not going to work, Mary.
Their heaving bosoms glistening with sweat.
Mary, I know what you're trying to do and I cannot be... inflamed. I must return to the garrison. You'll accompany me, Sergeant?
Afraid not, sir. I've got to get back to mind the shop.
Where's my father?
He had to go to New Jersey.
Why? Did he lose a bet?
Bit rough on you, all this, eh, Mary? The captain breezing off like that with you in a state of heightened female arousal. Of course, if you wanted a bit of help with that, I could probably see my way clear.
Kirk, I would rather eat 300 porcupines and then throw myself in front of a herd of stampeding wildebeest.
So that's a maybe then, is it?
Excuse me, can you tell me where I am, barkeep?
I don't like being called barkeep. My name is Jake, just in case you were thinking of being polite.
Oh, very well, Jake. Can you tell me where I am, please?
This is the 1 mile in.
Why is it called that?
Because it's 1 mile from Baltimore.
No, it's not. It's 20 miles from Baltimore.
Yep. Well, that's your state agents for you. How long you been traveling?
I left Baltimore a week ago.
You only made 20 miles in a week?
Well, I was supposed to be taking the coach, but it was delayed due to leaves on the cobbles.
What, again? I bet that doesn't happen in other countries.
Yeah, then it got canceled due to the wrong kind of horse. So I hired a mule.
But 20 miles in a week, that's still mighty slow going.
Yeah, well, I think we may have been traveling in circles. Perhaps my mule has an inner ear problem. I don't know.
And where are you headed, mule permitting?
I have to go to New Jersey.
Oh, you lost a bet, huh?
No, I'm heading north to see my sister, Belle. I haven't seen her in 20 years, and this is...
Wait a second. Did you say your name was Belle? There's a lady at the other end of the bar called Belle. Kind of looks like you. Same kind of horsey face.
Well, are you sure?
Samuel! What an extraordinary coincidence.
I know. This is one of those coincidences that can happen in real life, but when you see them in stories, they can look contrived.
I know. 20 years. Listen, let me introduce my traveling companion. This is my daughter, Patience. Patience, this is your Uncle Samuel.
Enchantée! Et le bœuf bourguignon!
She's not actually French, but she is very, very tall.
I'm 18 and I like clowns.
I'm not sure I really understand her. She's a bit of a one-off.
You want to bet?
And how's your family? How's your wife? What was her name?
Elizabeth. We're not together anymore. It turned out that physically she was more interested in that girl-girl thing that no one's thought of a name for yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. How's your husband?
Dave.
Dave, yeah.
No longer with us. Oh. To be honest, he was never really the same after your pet falcon pecked out his eyes.
Oh, that's what the row was about. Yeah. I remember now. I must have blanked it out.
But that was then. This is now.
Oh, that is so true.
Priority at what? Can I have a drink, please, Mama?
Of course, dear. Another shot of lemonade, barkeep.
Sure. Gigantic idiot girls, Mum.
He prefers to be called Jake because that's who he is.
Oh, right.
So, plume de matante, Uncle Sam, what are you doing here?
Well...
He's heading north to New Jersey.
Don't be silly. What, towards the fighting? Only a moron would do something like that.
Yeah, how stupid would that be?
I know!
Heading north. Are you kidding? I think you must have misheard me there, Jakey boy. You don't like being called Jakey boy, do you?
All right, lads, let's shut up shop. That's a good day's selling we've done there.
Can I get out of this bearer suit now?
No, someone might come in. And you know what those rebels will do if they catch you?
It's like an oven in here.
Mm-hmm. Is it hotter than tar?
No.
No, exactly. Tarring and feathering's the alternative to the bear costume.
I know. I wouldn't mind just the feathering. I could probably cope with that.
Yeah, but the feathers would fall off without the tar.
Why can't they just use ordinary glue?
Well, then it would be gluing and feathering, wouldn't it? Mm. And that just sounds like handicraft.
Yeah, he's right.
I guess so.
Besides, I think the feathering is largely ceremonial. It's the tar that rips huge chunks of flesh off your body.
Yeah, the feathers are just a tickly finale, really, aren't they?
Je suis un parapluie.
You just said you were an umbrella.
Wow, how neat is that?
No, it's not neat, it's gibberish.
True, though somehow when he says it, it sounds strangely profound. But listen, what if I convince these maniacal rebels that I'm no longer a loyalist by coming up with some patriotic revolutionary slogans?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Brownie.
How about, give me liberty or give me an address I can send some kind of donation to?
Not very stirring.
I've got it, you're going to love this one. What makes me sad is that I don't have more lives than the one I have. But if I had 9 lives, as some say felines do, I would give at least 7 of them in the cause of liberty.
Catchy.
These are the times that try men's souls.
Heard it.
I can smell urine.
No, that's not a good slogan.
No, that's a fact.
Oh, I see. All right. So, someone's coming.
Oh, it's Mary.
Well, nice night to be out.
Yes, I
was talking to your nipples. Oh. Oh, come on, miss. That was just flirtatious repartee, wasn't it?
Where's Captain Brimshaw?
Well, last time I saw him, he was up at the barracks trying to restore the morale of those poor frightened Hessians. That was quite the foray your lads conducted. German baiting. A seldom used strategy, yet strangely effective. Like the French windbreaking tactic, only less whiffy.
Yes. Is your bear all right, Joshua?
He's just eating some honey, Mary. Surely you've seen a bear eating honey before.
Yes, but not using a knife to spread it on a waffle. Walter!
Good evening, Miss Oliphant.
Well, that's a stiff greeting, even by your tight-arsed standards.
Yes, well, I've just returned from trying to repair the emotional damage that your rebellious cohorts have inflicted on our German comrades. So I'm afraid I'm more than a little bit cross with you, actually.
Well, that's a shame, because I've decided to accept your proposal of marriage.
Accept my proposal?
Yes.
But I'm speechless, totally speechless. Only a few days ago you were poo-pooing the very idea, and now here you are, having had a complete change of heart. On the one hand, I'm turning cartwheels in my head, yet on the other, since I've been rebuffed by you so many times in the past, there's a degree of scepticism as to your genuine intentions. Is it any surprise that I feel so bemused and confounded by your womanly contrariness?
I thought you said you were speechless.
Well, Mary, I'm not your marionette.
Hey, how come he's allowed to say French stuff?
I'm withdrawing my proposal. I can be contrary, too. You're playing some kind of game, Mary, while I'm not a fool.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes, Sergeant?
You are a fool.
What?
You're a fool if you don't accept this lady's offer. Look at her. Peaches and cream complexion, strawberry lips, ripe as a cherry, and I'm pretty sure I can work melons in here somewhere.
Do you want another one, McGurk?
But I am pleading your cause, miss. You just heard me compare you to all manner of fruit.
Yeah, well, I don't need your...
Samuel, I thought you were heading north to New Jersey.
Only an idiot would head north.
And you did?
No. No, I went to meet these two lovely ladies, and they are...
Oh, my God, it's a bear.
Don't worry, lady. He's tame.
Does he do tricks?
Oh, yes.
The bear is shaking his head.
Yeah, that's one of his tricks. Cute, isn't it? For sixpence, I can get him to put on his tutu and do pirouettes.
McGurk!
What did he say? Sounded like McGurk.
Yeah, McGurk. That's the call of the brown, tartan-kneed... urine-smelling bear.
Everyone, this is my long-lost sister, Belle, and she's going to be staying with us, and isn't that great?
Hey, who's the huge girl standing next to her?
Patience.
Well, I was only asking. You were being so long-winded that
No. Her name is Patience.
Oh. Hey, I knew some people in hospital with that name.
Oh. She's your cousin.
Shamanda Fair et Pamplemousse.
Boy, how sophisticated is she?
Great a clear, Cousin Joshua. How tall are you?
7'4".
Me too. Hit me in the arm with all your might.
All right.
Didn't feel a thing.
Now you do it to me. Didn't even tickle.
Bash me in the face.
My turn. Now with the shovel. Wow. This is great.
Wanna go outside and throw some cows?
I sure do.
Well, they seem to have hit it off. Now, so, Belle, this is my daughter, Mary.
Nice to meet you, Aunt Belle.
And this is Captain Walter Brimshaw.
Oh, you look most distinguished in your uniform, Captain.
Back off, honey. He's mine.
Most certainly I'm not.
I'm sorry, Belle. Brimshaw and Mary have this very on-off, up-down relationship. It's ridiculous.
She's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm ridiculous, am I? Mister, I'll propose marriage, and then when she says yes, I'll withdraw my proposal, pants.
You sound stupid when you talk in hyphens.
Right! That does it!
Ow!
Mary, give me that. I'm so sorry about this unpleasantness, Belle.
No, it's... fine, don't worry. I'm from New Jersey. I'm used to seeing people get shovels in the face.
Allow me to introduce myself, as obviously no one else is going to. I'm Sergeant Roy McGurk, at your service.
Pleased to meet you.
You will be, darling.
Right. Sam's told me a lot about you, Sergeant.
Not the unsavory parts, I trust.
What other parts are there?
Nice quip, Sam. Yeah, do that again, I'll rip your throat out.
Do you think I could possibly use the bathroom?
Oh, I just saw the bear go in there.
Oh.
He might be a while, he likes to read the newspaper. Tell me, Belle, have you ever wondered what it'd be like to make love to a one-legged, one-armed, one-eyed, one-eared man?
Oh, dear Lord, have mercy.
Yep, that's what you'll be shouting. And it won't be from the splinters.
Well, Belle and I haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Oh, is that right?
I blinded her husband, and then he died. But she's fine with that now. And what's more, she said she'd like to stay with us for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, about that. I just remembered a friend of ours is having this thing.
This thing?
Yeah, further south in Mexico, as it turns out. It's a sombrero-themed thing, which is why it has to be in Mexico. We don't really want to go, but we promise. Anyway, it's been lovely to meet you all, so don't bother to see us out. We'll just find a road somewhere. Anyway, bye, take care. Let's do lunch, yeah?
McGurk, what are you doing down here in the shop in the middle of the night?
Oh, can't sleep. Keep having naughty dreams about your sister.
I'm getting that vomit reflex again.
I just can't work out why she took off so sudden like that.
Well, let's see. She arrived, and within 5 minutes, she encountered a bear. And then her niece threatened to attack her. And then she saw a man being hit with a shovel. Then she couldn't use the toilet because the bear was in there reading a newspaper. And then she was harassed by a one-armed, one-legged sex maniac. And then she just left. I mean, it's a complete mystery. Aren't people funny?
You blame me, don't you?
You played your part.
Yeah, I came on strong and she felt threatened by her overpowering attraction for me. She just couldn't trust herself to stay. I should have toned down the animal magnetism.
Yeah, well, certainly the animal part.
Yeah, Sam, what do you think of the changes I've made at the shop this week? It's made a very healthy profit, you know, thanks to my decision to go over to selling wartime supplies.
Yeah, I saw the sales slogan above the door, everything you need to shoot your neighbor and a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Signs are good crowd pullers, aren't they? Like that one in the corner there, yeah?
A special offer, 3 for 2.
Yeah, it's a well-known sales technique.
Sure, I know. I just haven't seen it on a pile of coffins before.
Yeah.
Father, I can't sleep. Why did Aunt Belle and Patience have to leave? I miss Patience. She knows even more French words that she doesn't understand the meaning of than I do.
Well, I'm sure you'll see her again someday.
Yeah, and maybe then she and I could get married.
No, son, that would never work.
Why not?
Because you and Patience are cousins, and it's not good for cousins to marry. Because, sadly, if cousins marry, then what you can end up with is...
Norfolk.
Listen, I'm sure you'll see Patience again someday. Now, you head on back to bed.
Gardu Nora, bon abattoir, Papa.
Same to you, son. Boy, this is a crazy house. Do you know that? And look at that idiot Ezekiel out on the lawn pretending to be a bear. That's ridiculous.
That's not Ezekiel. That's a real bear.
How can you be sure?
Well, it's the distinctive bear-like way that he's creeping up on the bear that's engrossed in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, you know, I could have charged a fortune for this. Bear versus unpopular windbag.
We should really warn Ezekiel that he's about to be mauled, shouldn't we?
Yeah, of course we should, yeah.
Yeah, we better step in and do something.
Yeah. In a minute. Cup of tea?
Why not?
Revolting People featured Jay Tarsis as Samuel, Andy Hamilton as Sergeant McGurk, Tony Maudsley as Joshua, Julia Hills as Mary, and James Fleet as Captain Brimshaw. Ezekiel was played by Hugh Dennis and Belle by Rebecca Front. Revolting People was written by Jay Tarsis and Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.